Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, my friends, the Republican Party had a pretty good night on Tuesday night, didn't they? But rather than, and it, by the way, it's caused the left-wing media, mainstream media, to literally lose their mind. Literally lose their mind. But rather than to just take a victory lap and say, yay, rah, rah, we won, I think it's much better to dissect why we won. And the reason we won in Virginia, the reason we gained seats in New Jersey and even New York, is that people are actually waking up to the fact that the far left-wing liberals live in fantasy land. They have no one to challenge their beliefs. They have no one who disagrees with them. And they fully and completely believe that everyone should, and for the most part does, agree with their philosophy. And that's simply not true. I've said this for years. There is a quiet majority. Quiet majority. You wouldn't know it because the minority is extraordinarily loud and vociferous, and they're getting their voices heard. But finally, the silent majority isn't being so silent anymore. But before we get into all that and dissect a little bit of that, I've had a lot of people write to me and ask me, how do you argue with these liberals? I mean, how do you actually debate them? It's they always come up with some ridiculous conclusion or some study or some whatever. And so on today's show, we're going to tear apart. We're going to burst the bubble on this liberal, lunatic fantasy land that they live in. And we're going to take some of the main talking points that they're going to give you in a debate. I want you to start out by understanding one thing. The majority of left-wing, far left-wing, especially liberals that you're going to debate, they really don't care about any facts. They don't debate you using facts. They debate you using feelings. And that is absolutely not a debate you can win. So just stop debating. I'm not going to debate the color of grass. If I go out into my lawn and I say that grass is green and someone says, I feel it's purple, we have nothing to debate. We have nothing at all to debate. You can feel it's polka dot. You can feel the grass doesn't exist. So there is no reason to debate someone like that. Simply walk away from those people because those are lunatics. But the people who want to pretend that they have facts on their side, let's talk about it a little bit. And let's start with what probably swayed this election in Virginia on Tuesday night. And that is CRT, critical race theory. Now, we were told minutes after the election, oh, this was a horror show, and the reason was these dumb Trump supporters, these horrible white Trump supporters who think that CRT is being taught in school. They've been lied to, and they believe it because they're stupid. There's no CRT in any of the schools. That is a myth. It's a racist dog whistle. That is a lie. And how to argue this with someone. No, you are correct. Nobody goes to third period CRT training class. No, there is no textbook that you have to buy from the bookshop, CRT training for children. No, there isn't. That is not what anybody has proposed there ever was. What is happening is you are taking the principles espoused in critical race theory and applying them to every single class. Not separately. You're just espousing the principles then. So let me give you an example. This is what Nazi Germany did. Nazi Germany would give you history studies that made it sound very much like the Jews were subhuman. They weren't people who should be pitied or treated as if they were equal. They were less than that. They were dehumanizing them. Now, they didn't do that with a "we are dehumanizing the Jews" class 101. They did that in history. Okay? So this is exactly what critical race theory is now. Not an actual class. It's injected into current classes. If I'm in a math class and the question is, 18 white men were stopped by the police, 146 black men were stopped by the police in the same time period, what is the percentage, higher percentage of blacks stopped than whites? Get it? So the implication is many, many more black people are stopped than white. Then we get these ridiculous history lessons where we're being told now, and this is what they'll tell you too. You don't want slavery taught. I was taught slavery. I was absolutely taught all about slavery. No one ever said you can't teach slavery. And to this day, no one is saying that. No one is saying cover up the history of what happened during the slave period. No one. I want my children, if I ever have any children, I want my children to know about it. Here's what I don't want my children taught. You're inherently evil because of what your ancestors did. Nobody is doing that to the Japanese. Nobody's doing that to the Germans. Nobody's doing that to the blacks, because I got news for you. It was many other tribes would raid tribes in Africa and then sell the men to the slave traders. Nobody's saying that, okay? What you're doing and trying to cover it up by saying there is no official CRT class. Of course there isn't an official CRT class. You're indoctrinating children a little by injecting it into every one of their classes. You know, in Nazi Germany, the scientists would say, or they'd have a science class, and they'd say, we're studying plants, and you see if the plants intermingle and they don't stay with their own breed. You see how weak the plant is? See how fragile it becomes? What's the lesson learned there? See, it's very subtle, but it's there. And for them to get on television and tell you CRT does not exist, that's the dog whistle. Because what they're really trying to do is say, we don't have an official class named that. They think you're too stupid to figure out that they've injected it into all of the classes, little by little. Your reading material. And by the way, some of the reading material is positively, absolutely absurd and historically incorrect. This is a Marxist study, and they are trying to infect your children's brains with it. Virginia parents said, no, thank you. For that, they were called racist, because you see, this is the second thing that you'll have to argue with the liberals over. If you don't agree with me in everything I say, you then are a racist. No, that's incorrect. You see, you're the racists. Each and every one of you who think we have to do something about those poor, ignorant, underutilized minorities. They can't help themselves. It's only us white liberals who can help them succeed. Without us, they're doomed because they're lesser beings. They're being held back. Okay, well, explain to me how they're being held back. Please explain it to me, because from where I'm looking at culture-wise, the number one form of music in the world today is R&B, rap, hip-hop. Children, whether they're white, whether they're black, whether they're Chinese, whether they're Muslim, are adapting the dress, the mannerisms. They're listening to rap music. Do you honestly think that they're all racist? Do you honestly think that the parents who are buying them the albums and the downloads and letting them dress like that, they're racists? Is that what you think? They're all racists? Kid's got, you know, posters all up of Beyonce and everything in his room, but he's a racist, right? Please. How about the sports fans? Think all the sports fans who are standing in line to get an autograph from an African-American player when they're white, you think they're racists? Is that what you think? You see, it's an absurdity because you're the ones that are the racists. You cannot conceive of the fact that the minorities in this country have equal opportunity because you think they're not capable of it. You're the ones pushing for segregation. You're the ones telling them, go into a safe zone. We're going to have segregated houses on campus so you never have to see any of those evil white people. Yet they say CRT doesn't exist. Wouldn't college be the perfect place to say this is a mixing ground? This is a melting pot. Welcome to America. You're all going to have to get along. I'm sure in history there are plenty of white people who did horrible, terrible, evil things to black people. And I'm equally sure that in the course of civilization, there are plenty of black people who did horrible, terrible, evil things to white people. You're not them. It's time for you to coexist, to learn about each other's cultures, to respect each other's cultures, to respect each other's heritage, and get along. But they don't want that. They want you divided because they're the racists. They're the ones who say, you need a separate bus. You don't have to be with those evil white people, which is just a different way of saying, you're black, get on a black bus. But this time, the blacks are going along with it because they're saying, oh, we're special. We're better than them. That's just the Democrats' way of saying, we fooled you back into segregation. Now get on a bus. Can't fall for that. And guess what? Black America's not falling for that. At least the middle-class black Americans are not falling for it. Yeah, we're so racist that our lieutenant governor happens to be a black woman. That's who Virginia voted in, a black woman. But according to CNN, according to MSNBC, the only reason we have a new governor in Virginia is because of racist white people. Really? Well, that's very, very interesting. Them same racist white people from that same state voted in a black woman as lieutenant governor. Your arguments fall apart because you don't have any facts. All you have are your feelings, and your feelings are incorrect. You're lying about critical race theory. It is being injected into schools with every class, not a separate class. And you're lying about the Republicans being all the white Republicans are racist. Really? Well, let me ask you a question. Was it Joe Biden who said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black? So you're telling me that an elderly white man can decide for you whether you're black or not, and you don't think that's a racist statement? CNN didn't say that was racist. MSNBC didn't say that's the most outrageously racist thing I've ever heard. We're going to have a special on it next week. No. They said, oh, that didn't mean anything. That's just, no. He was just saying, how could you possibly vote for Donald Trump? Meantime, Donald Trump is down in the predominantly black area saying, what do you have to lose? What have the Democrats done for you lately? Give me a chance. And guess what? Black unemployment, all-time low. Black and minority house ownership, all-time high. You see, it's the Democratic Party who have to keep the black people out of their plantation. They have to keep you poor. They have to keep you needy because they need your vote. They're realizing they're losing your vote, and they're realizing they're losing the Hispanic vote too. So now they are bringing across the border a whole new group of voters. They know. They're losing you. More and more African Americans are waking up saying, what did the Democratic Party ever do for me? The Democratic Party was the party of Jim Crow laws and Ku Klux Klan and slavery. It was the Republican Party that was formed primarily by black Americans. Why in the world should we trust these people? They're making us think that segregation now is a prize instead of a punishment. They're waking up. The Hispanic community's already woken up. They realize what's going on. They've seen it before. So they need a whole new group of voters who are indebted to them, whose very existence relies upon them staying in power. And then you will be expendable. So if someone calls you a racist because you don't agree with them, simply ask them the following questions. Who's for segregation? Who has separate houses where blacks only are allowed? Who calls somebody a racist when they're actually voting in a black woman? Who said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black when you're a white man? Who gave a eulogy at the funeral of Robert Byrd, a KKK Grand Wizard? Who did all those things? Who was a party of Jim Crow laws and slavery? They won't want to hear about that. Now, we've touched on immigration, so let's touch on it a little bit more. You're going to be told by the fantasy land loony left, everyone has a right to come into this country. That is incorrect. That is not true. What you have the right to do is legally apply for citizenship to this country, or as an alternate, you can ask for asylum. There is an actual way to do that. There is an actual entry for that that you have to go to. It does not involve grabbing a child and jumping a fence. It does not involve hiring coyotes to take your children over and throw them over a fence. It involves going to the proper checkpoints and presenting your case, but it's not just anybody who wants to be here. You have to prove that you are in danger. That's what asylum is. Asylum isn't, I can't find a job. Asylum isn't, well, I heard I might get $420,000 if I come. Asylum isn't, I just grew bored with where I live. No, that's not asylum. If you're not in that situation where you can ask for and rightfully get asylum, then you have to go through the legal means to be here. Anyone who does not do that is breaking a law. When you break the law, you are a criminal. That's who breaks the law. When something is illegal and you do it, you have committed an illegal act. There's no wiggle room here. That's what you've done. And you're going to have to be held responsible for it. Now, people are saying, well, you know, these poor people. Look, I feel badly too, but the bottom line is not everyone's coming across this border as poor people who are desperate to get their child across here because they're going to be sold into slavery. More like they're being sold into slavery right here. You saw the people. Well, I can't find a job. They got nice clothes. They don't look underfed. I can't find a good job here. And Joe Biden said that this is the time to come, so I'm coming. Most of them are young men. How are you going to rebuild your country if all the young men leave, huh? But you're going to hear this. They're not illegal. They're just poor people seeking asylum. Incorrect. That is a lie. Do not allow the liberal left to fool you with that lie. We have laws for a reason. If you break, you may disagree with the law. I disagree with the seatbelt law. But if I get pulled over and I don't have my seatbelt on, I'll eat the ticket. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, well, I'm special and because... No. You own it. It's illegal to come here unless you do it correctly. And guess what happens if you are in a car or a house or any place else with your children and you committed an illegal act and the police arrest you? Guess what happens? They separate you from your children, see? Because they can't put your children in jail. And they can't let you stay out of it. So what is it that you would like to have them do other than to separate those children, eh? The second reason we're separating children on the border is because the cartels were literally just telling people, get a child. It doesn't matter if it's your child or not. Rent one, buy one, whatever you have to do, and get into this country. And then they ditched the kid. You understand? Oh, that kid's useful. The friggin' 6-year-old brat's useful to me to get across the border. Once I get on that bus, that kid can pound salt. I ain't taking care of that kid. That's what was happening. So you had kids wandering around. They don't know nobody. They're in a foreign country. Do you think that's kind? You think that's being kind? So they were temporarily separated, some of them, so they could find out, do you even know who these people are? But yes, if you come across the border illegally with your own son or daughter, and you're arrested, you're going to be separated from your children. Newsflash, you put your child in danger by breaking the law. You're the one who did it. You can't rob a bank with your kid in the car and then say, don't separate me from my kid because all I really did was borrow the money. I'm going to pay it back. So for all these liberals who tell you these are not illegal aliens, oh, yes, they are. That is exactly what they are. Because they broke the law. Plain and simple. Woman, man, doesn't matter. They broke the law. Now, speaking of women and men, the next thing that your liberal lunatics are going to tell you is there's 375,642 genders. Gender is a social construct. You can't name how many genders there are, and there could be an infinite amount of genders. You're talking about sex. Well, let me explain how you can debunk that argument very quickly. There are two sexes, maybe three, if you want to say that one in a bazillion people are born with a defect. But basically, there are two sexes. There's male and there's female. And you know how you can tell? By your genitalia. That's how you can tell. Now, gender, if gender is a social construct, and you can just say, well, my gender is fluid, I can do whatever I want, well, then that destroys the actual meaning of any sort of women's lib or equal rights for women, because quite obviously, if you can just be whatever gender you want to be a man then, and you won't be excluded, right? Women's rights are so poor now, we're not equal to men, then just be a man. Just say, well, I dress as a woman, I look like a woman, I have a vagina. I can bear children, but my gender says I'm a man, so you cannot discriminate against me because I am a male. Just do that then. It destroys the whole argument that there are not equal rights for women. It destroys it. It also destroys any sort of homosexuality, because if you can be any gender you want to be, then there's no such thing, right? You're gender fluid. Here's a thought. If you don't like the fact that a woman can identify as a man or a man can identify as a woman and play sports, how about you just say, okay, we're not identifying things by gender anymore. It's by sex. So we don't have a women's division and a men's division based on gender. We have a women's division and a men's division based on your sex. There goes that argument out the window. Goodbye. I can identify as any gender I want to. Yeah, but you just said you can't identify as any sex. So now we're going to classify UFC fighting as you're going to identify by your sex. Watch how quick that clears up. Because that's a delusion. We all know you can be homosexual, you can be lesbian, you can be bisexual. There's nothing wrong with it, and that's fine. But to sit there under the delusion that if I put on a woman's dress today and say, today I'm going to be a woman, you have to tell me I'm a woman and treat me like a woman, but tomorrow I'm going to be a man, that is a mental problem. You have a mental problem. How come I can't identify as being 65 and collect Social Security then? How come I can't just say, well, I'm sorry, I feel 65 today. And so I'm just going to identify as 65 and I expect my Social Security. How come I can't identify if I'm 14? How come I can't identify as I feel a lot older? So you're going to have to sell me that alcoholic beverage. How come I can't do that? I mean, it's just a number. It's arbitrarily given to us. It doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, age, I would argue that it means much less than your sex. Some woman wants to say she's 40 when she's 50. Who cares? Who's that hurting? Your sex, well, that's a whole other thing, right? How come when you go into a hospital or something, they ask you your sex, huh? They need to know. And you know why they need to know? Because men and women have different diseases. They're at a higher risk for certain diseases. So you have to check certain things more thoroughly on a man than you would a woman, or a woman you would a man that would not get checked normally. Don't you understand? So for those liberals who are telling you there's many, many genders, that's because they are defining gender as whatever I decide I feel like being today. So all you have to do is simply say, that's not a gender. All that is you deciding how you feel today. That's just your feelings. Your sex is one of two things. You're either a man, you're a woman, or you're a hermaphrodite, which is very rare. So what are you? And watch how quick their head will explode. You see, this is a straw man argument. They think they found the loophole. It's only a gender. We're not saying we're the sex. We're saying that, okay, well, then tell them I want to identify you by your sex. What are you? And watch how fast. I don't identify by that. Oh. But you have to. That's what science says. No, science doesn't say that. Yes, no, it does. Even scientists who say there could be many genders agree there's only three sexes, and one is extraordinarily rare. Oh, and these are the people who tell you believe in the science. Believe in the science, as long as we can shut down all opposing voices to other science. So this is the next thing we're going to get into, and that is this ridiculousness of this COVID-19 pandemic and what it has caused. I know people, intelligent people, who are fear for their life. Or even worse, and even more dastardly, in my opinion, they're in fear for a loved one's life. Oh, I don't want my loved one to leave the house. I'll take the chance and I'll go for them, but I don't want them to leave the house because if something ever happened to them, it would be my fault. And they're practically, they're so stressed out by this. This, a virus, has a 99.8% survival rate. Oh, and by the way, when people say follow the science on this, follow the science, masks work. Well, yeah, that is the science. Provided that you silence every other voice in the scientific community that says they really don't. You see, you have to listen to all the scientists. You can't just listen to one side. This is why I say they live in a fantasy land and they live in a bubble. They don't want the opposing voice because it bursts their fantasy land and it bursts their bubble. So when they say, science has concluded, masks work, that's not true. I'm not going to sit here and tell you science has concluded they don't. What I am going to sit here and tell you is there is a great deal of the scientific and medical community who says they really don't. And there's quite a few who say they do. But all those voices need to be heard, and then you can make a decision based upon that. You cannot make a decision if only one side gets to talk. And that's exactly what the liberals rely on. One side gets to talk. One side gets a platform. The other side has to remain silent because that's the only way they can win an argument. It's the same way with the vaccine. The vaccine is perfectly safe, 100% safe. Safe, 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 100% safe. No one can prove any different. Someone says, whoa, wait a minute, I can. No, shut him up. We said 100%. It's not true. It's not true. Now, there are people who say, well, it's 98% safe. Maybe it is. Guess what? You got a 99% safe chance of getting COVID and not being hospitalized. But you don't want to hear that. Now, I've said before on this show, and I'll say it again, the way you know that the vaccine could work, I'm not saying the vaccine doesn't work. As a matter of fact, in a minute, I'll tell you some news. But the way you know that this pushing of the vaccine is phony is because if you had a real pandemic and you were so deathly scared of people dying and hospitalized and all this kind of stuff, and seven different people said seven different things worked, you would say, well, the more the better. let's do a study and see if it works. If it works, it works. Whether it costs $1,000 a shot or whether it costs 5 cents. If it works, it works. Well, there are plenty of studies that says hydroxychloroquine works. They don't want you to use it. They don't want you to say it. There are plenty of studies that says ivermectin works. They don't want you to use it. They don't want you to say it. Now you have to ask yourself the hard question. Why? I'm not a doctor, but if doctors say, in my experience, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine has worked, why are you shutting them up? Why wouldn't you say, oh, great, we have more things that work now. Take your choice. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, there's ivermectin. We have monoclonal antibodies now. There's a lot of things. A lot of things that work. No, they're not doing that. They're only allowing one side to speak and then say, believe the science. But it's not the science, because the other side of the scientific coin does not get a chance to voice their opinion. It's the equivalent of having a beauty pageant and saying the mother of this child is the only one who gets to vote. Well, and I guess I know who's winning. As we speak, they are censoring people from saying ivermectin works. They're censoring people from saying hydroxychloroquine works. They're censoring doctors from prescribing it. Doctors. So if we don't have to believe in science when it comes to how many sexes there are, why do we believe science when it comes to global warming? Why do we believe science when it comes to the pandemic? Why do we believe science when it comes to whether a child in the womb is a living being? See, it's another false argument that you'll hear from the liberals who live in a bubble, and they will say, abortion is not murder, it's just tissue. We're all just tissue. That's what we are right now. We're all just tissue. But if you think for a moment that you can take an ultrasound and see a child kicking and turning and everything else, and that's not a child, that's not a human being. So plant life on Mars is a living organism, but a fetus isn't. Of course it is. Science has concluded that the minute your heart beats, it beats to keep you alive. Well, what's that word alive mean? Ask any scientist, if your heart stops beating, are you dead? If it stops beating for a long time, yeah, you're dead. If you stop a heart from beating when it's beating, have you killed something? Yeah, you've killed it. Okay, well, then there's your answer. Believe science. You see, they only pick and choose what they want because they run completely on feelings. Their feeling is, I should be able to decide whatever I want to be. If I'm a woman and I want to be a man, I'm a man. If I'm 10 and I want to be 20, I'm 20. If I'm, masks work, then they work. And I say they work, so they must work. And I don't care if I'm not a doctor. If I say these people coming across the border are poor people who are desperate for a better life, I mean, all of them are. There are no terrorists. There are no drug runners. There are no child traffickers. There are no evil people. It's all just wonderful, great people who just need our love and understanding. Now, that's you being an idiot. That's you being an idiot. And the Democrats get to wake up Tuesday. And that is, people are waking up and saying, we're not idiots. You're not going to look us in the eye and tell us, CRT is not being taught in schools. Well, if it's not being taught in schools, why are there so many parents angry at the school board who are basically yelling back at them that we're teaching the right things to your children? We know what's best for your children. Not you. We know what's best. You don't get a say in what your children says. Oh, really? Well, Virginia, Democrat and Republican said, oh, we don't? Well, then you're out. Bill Maher, who is as liberal as a liberal can get, literally saying, this is outrageous. This is just outrageous. There's no science that says these masks work or that we need vaccine mandates. You know you're losing people. And the reason you're losing them is, just like your typical liberal, you give them an inch and they want to take 775 miles. So they keep pushing and they keep pushing and they keep pushing. Oh, we're going to defund the police, and you watch. Watch how many people in Minnesota vote for it. We're going to have governmental police that's run by us, and we'll decide who's a criminal and who isn't. Yeah, well, that didn't work, did it? Where's Ilhan Omar now saying, this is what the people want? How it is? No, it's not. You've lost them. And the liberals have no argument back now. So my advice to you is this. Use reason and use fact. If they start using feelings, you tell them the truth. You tell them that's a feeling. That's an opinion. That's not a fact. There are many, 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 many sexes. No, there isn't. There's three. All of the people who are crossing the border are just poor, destitute people. No, that's not true. And they're breaking the law even if they were. A poor, destitute person cannot walk into a bank and rob it. A poor, destitute person cannot shoplift. Well, I guess you can now. But you didn't used to be able to. A poor, destitute person cannot break into a rich man's house and steal his stuff. So that is not an excuse. It's only an excuse in the mind of the liberals because they feel it. We feel that's right. We feel that if you have extra stuff, you should be willing to get rid of it. Oh, remember, you heard, you will own nothing. Imagine a society where you own nothing, but you're happier. Okay, I'll imagine that society. Let's start with George Soros. You give up everything you own. Then I want to go on to Mark Zuckerberg, and I want to go on to all of these other Jeff Bezos. Give up everything you own, all of it. Give it up. You first, and let's see how happy you are. And if you're deliriously happy, then we'll see about it. But I bet you're not going to do that. You just want us to do it. So you can be our overlords and our masters. No, thanks. That's okay. We'll pass. America's going to take a hard pass on that. America is also going to take a hard pass on CRT, and they're going to take a hard pass on these idiots on television saying it's not, there's no such thing. It's a racist dog whistle. If it's a racist dog whistle, why are politicians from the left going around saying there's nothing wrong with CRT? Well, I thought it doesn't exist. I thought it's a racist dog whistle. Why are they saying that if it's okay and it's so okay, why don't you embrace it and say, yeah, we're teaching it and we think it's the right thing. Why are you hiding it? Until the pandemic hit. And guess what? You didn't know. You forgot in your arrogance that if you made everybody lock down and stay home and teach learn from home, that parents might just get a peek into your classroom. And when parents got a peek into your classroom and they heard the propaganda, they heard the indoctrination for themselves, they heard the flat-out race baiting and hatred, they said, hold the phone. This isn't what my kid is going to be taught in school. And they voiced their opinion very, very strongly. And they're going to continue to voice their opinion. And when you lose mom and pop of middle America, you lose everybody. You lose them all. Right now, the Democratic Party has two basic power structures. They have the destitutely poor that's on welfare who can't afford to vote them out because they think they're going to be taken off. And they have the super elite who have worked out such a deal with them that, oh, well, we're not going to be bothered. You see, this is another lie that the liberals will tell you. Only the wealthy, only the people who make millions and millions and millions a year are going to be taxed. Yeah, but your actual salary and your worth is two different things. Remember when Michael Jackson passed away and they said his estate is worth tons, but as far as how much money he actually had, it wasn't that much. See, that's what they do. They tie it up in assets and things. It has nothing to do with your salary, so it's not going to work. The rich doesn't just, oh, I'm making $1 million here today. They don't do that. That's the dirty little secret they don't want you to know. And if you tax all the rich 100%, it won't pay for this infrastructure plan that supposedly is free. Remember, that's free. There are even Democrats laughing at that. Joe Manchin is laughing at that. You're losing Joe Manchin. You're losing Kyrsten Sinema. You're losing James Clavel, who told everybody, if you guys don't wake up, really wake up, you say you're woke, if you don't wake up, this party's doomed. You're losing them. You're losing them all. Because the drug is wearing off. And people are opening their eyes and saying, none of this makes sense anymore. It's getting into la-la land. And when it gets into la-la land, we're out, because the main portion of the United States of America will not buy this. They will not vote for this. They will not stand for this. Now, I've just given you a litany list. CRT, they're lying about it. It is being taught. Racism, that's a dog whistle they use for anyone who disagrees with me is a racist, even if you're black. You're a black conservative, you're a racist. An absolute racist. Remember when they called Larry Elder the black face of the white supremacy? Yeah, that makes sense. That, I'm sure Larry Elder is just attending every Ku Klux Klan meeting he can get his hands on. I'm sure he's doing that. Remember when we were told, there's no crisis at the border? This is all perfectly fine. Everything's wonderful. Everything's great. Yeah, it's great. Going real well. Remember Afghanistan? There'll be no Americans left behind. If there's Americans left behind, the deal is off. We're not pulling out. That's all. We're not leaving without all the Americans. Oh, how did that work out for you? There are still Americans there. Oh, and by the way, the Taliban, who are much, much more woke, and they're going to put women in their administration, and they're going to do this and that. They're beheading women in the public square for being on a soccer team or a volleyball team, whatever it was. You played a sport? There goes your head. That sounds progressive. That sounds like people we want to really chum up with, right? Because that's secretly what the Democratic Party would like to do to you. Want to hear about how these people who supposedly committed insurrection are being treated? Let's talk about that lie for a minute. You know what an insurrection is, right? A plan to overthrow the government. There was no plan to overthrow the government. There was no organization in what happened. Even the FBI, as corrupt as they are, said, no, that didn't happen. It was just a bunch of people who were really, 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 really upset. And they broke and entered, which they shouldn't have done. And some of them committed violence, which they absolutely shouldn't have done and should be in jail for. But not, I broke my leg and we're not even getting you any treatment because you're a Trump supporter. Suffer, you bastard. That's Nazi Germany. You know, they lined the Jews up irrigation ditches and just open fire. They'd love to do that to you. You're not that many steps away from it, because they're trying very hard to make the Republican Party and the Trump supporters all insurrectionists. You cannot overthrow a government that you're in control of. And come 2024, they might be in control of this government again, very legally. Then who's the insurrectionists? The people who are constantly lying about the president in an attempt to have him impeached, to force him to step down? The people who are making up propaganda and spewing it on television in order to get people to attempt to overthrow the government? They're saying, oh, well, a guy like Steve Bannon, his rhetoric helped to fuel the insurrection. How about your rhetoric every single night when you call Donald Trump a Nazi? What is it that we're supposed to do to Nazis? Cuddle with them, accept them, or rebel against them? How about when Maxine Waters says, confront these people. Confront these people and get in their faces and tell them they're not welcome and run them out. Run them out of the market square. Run them out of wherever. Well, what is that? How about when you set fire to a police station? Did you know a police station is a government building? So nobody set fire to the Capitol. Insurrection's a lie. It didn't happen. There was no insurrection. There was a bunch of angry people. And I'll tell you why they were angry, because there was another lie being perpetrated, and this will get to another fantasy land. The liberal left will tell you, cleanest election in the history of mankind. These ridiculous conspiracy theories about the election was rigged. Oh, yes, that's what happened. We bought machines that would count votes for the other person. That's what happened. And we hired people to go in there and run ballots through 6 or 7 times each. We knew we were going to lose by a certain amount. Put your tinfoil hat on. No, that's not what I'm saying. You did rig the election. You want me to tell you how you rigged the election? You rigged the election by refusing to give the American people the actual facts about what was happening when Hunter Biden's laptop surfaced. You made sure all social media was on full blackout about that, and if you dared try to post it, it was taken down. But that's crucial information for the American people to know, and you withheld it. You used the pandemic to say we have to send out all ballots to everybody, whether they request them or not, and we're going to put drop-off boxes only in mostly Democrat neighborhoods. You used ballot harvesting. All of this was illegal, by the way, because you didn't run it through the proper channels. You just implemented it. That in my, when you change the rules, if I'm in the middle of a game of Monopoly and I say, well, I'm sorry, but Baltic and Mediterranean are now $10,000 if you land on them. Would you call that cheating? Or would you call that, oh, well, we just, you know, we were in a bad situation, so we had to change the rules. That's cheating. What you did is you cheated. And if you honestly think that there's any American alive today that truly in their heart of hearts thinks that Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama, 81, 82, 83 million votes, and then less than 8 months later is 36, 38% approval rating on the most popular president in history, you must be smoking crack along with Hunter. No one believes that. Your lie got exposed. If he was the most popular president in American history and he got that kind of votes, his approval rating would still be sky high, even if he's doing a lousy job. People don't normally bail on the people they vote for. They stick up for them. So that means a lot more people would be sticking up for him, saying, well, it's hard times, but it's not his fault. He's doing a great job. I voted for him. He's doing a great job. You don't bail. You don't say, you're right. He's terrible. Forget it. Get him out of there. Nobody does that. So you've exposed yourself as liars. You didn't get 83 million votes. And any clear-thinking person knows that. But if you say anything, you're an insurrectionist. You're not just someone who's concerned that there could be a real problem with our voting system in this country. You don't have a right to say that. How dare you have a right to say that? Know your role. Get in line. Keep your place. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, folks. The liberals are in loony land, but they're about to have that bubble burst. The bubble burst a little bit on Tuesday night. And you heard some commentators saying, we're going to have to rethink this. I warned everybody many, many years ago, more than 8, 9 years ago. I said, the Democratic Party is being taken over, a hostile takeover, by Marxists and communists. They have infiltrated the party. They are going to run out the middle-of-the-road Democrats. They're going to run out the sane Democrats. And they are going to take this party over, and they are going to try to implement socialism or flat-out communism in the United States of America. And I was called Alex Jones. Well, take a good look around you. And now you see people like Joe Manchin saying, I don't know what the hell Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is thinking. This is not the way that America works. Ah, now even some of the Democrats are figuring it out, huh? Yeah, you were infiltrated. You were taken over. And you're either going to have to fight back or you're going to have to bow down. So we'll find out. All of you middle-of-the-road Democrats who say to me, well, I'm not like that. Okay. Okay. Put your money where your mouth is then. You tell your Democratic Party, I want these people out. They do not represent me. They do not represent my values. They do not represent what I have in mind for this country. They are, in fact, communist and Marxist, and they do not belong in the Democratic Party. Let them form their own party. Tell your Democratic Party that, if you're not like them. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Put your money where your mouth is, because you know what I'm saying is true. If your child is 10 years old and he says, I'm wearing a dress to school today, and you say, that's fine, and I'll call you Nancy instead of Nick today, you're a child abuser. That's what you are. But according to the liberal left, you're a very tolerant parent who's only looking out for the good of their child. Meanwhile, we have high school boys dressed up as girls giving lap dances to the staff. And you think that's okay? You think that's okay? And America is finally waking up from their slumber. You know, it's so ironic that they called this the woke movement, because it was really about sleep. It was really about keeping people asleep. Comply, just go along with everything we say, and the world will be fine. Everything will be good. There'll be no arguments. There'll be no fighting. There'll also be no freedom. You'll stay in your homes. You won't have your own businesses to run. You won't see your family. You will wear a mask. You will do what you're told. You won't drive a car that takes gasoline anymore. You will become mostly vegan. You will do what we say. Your children are ours to teach what we want to teach them, to sexualize them in any way we choose to sexualize them. And finally, you have woke people up. And they're saying, oh, no, you're not. And believe me when I tell you, the Marxists and communists in the Democratic Party are running scared. But we're not there yet, folks. We're not there just yet. So you have to keep waking up, and you have to stay awake. Their feet to the fire, their nose to the grindstone, and tell them this is not the way things are going to be. This Democratic Party knows this. They have another year to implement whatever policies they're going to, because they're not going to win the House, and they're probably not going to win the Senate. They're probably going to suffer a bloodbath. And then Joe Biden becomes a lame duck president, not that he already sort of isn't, but the whole Democratic Party becomes lame duck, because no one's going to vote for – who are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote for Kamala? Are you going to vote for Pete Buttigieg? Are you going to vote for Elizabeth Warren? Maybe Bernie will run again? That's not going to work. You have no one, because all of them went all in on this wokeness. And now they can't distance themselves from it. There's no one in the party that can say, well, I was never for this. I wanted a return to normalcy in the moderate Democratic Party. I always stood up against it. No, there's not one of you. You all genuflected in front of the mob. And when you did so, you sealed your fate. Advice to all of you is this. If you're debating a liberal, you cannot fast. That's your feelings. That's your opinion. And that's very different than a fact. Abortion, a heartbeat, is in fact a sign of life. Any idiot who took 1 year of science knows that. You stop a heart from beating, you killed it. Any idiot knows the word illegal means you broke the law. The law says you can't cross the border anytime you want to. That is illegal. That makes you a criminal. Anyone knows that if you have a penis, you're a man. If you have a vagina, you're a woman. That's it. Any idiot knows that an insurrection doesn't happen at the spur of the moment with a bunch of blue-haired old grandmas taking selfies in a Capitol building. Any idiot knows that if you're burning down police stations, that is an insurrection. Any idiot knows that you would never, ever stop other sources of potential cures for a disease that's running rampant. You would welcome them. And any idiot knows that if you can take a vaccine and still get COVID, if you can take a vaccine and still spread COVID, then why in the world would you need a vaccine card to prove that you can't do either one of those things? All you'd really need is a test. Because if the test comes through and you're negative, you can't do either of those things. So before you have a card, I would assume they'd say, well, you don't need a card, you just need a test. the Democrats and the liberals are always going to come at you with their feelings. They're always going to try to make everything about their feelings and their opinion. Stick to the facts. They don't have facts on their side, ladies and gentlemen. You do. You have the facts on your side about every single one of these issues. You have the facts on your side. Do you honestly think that parents are storming the school board meetings with pamphlets in their hand that was sent home for their children to read and they object to it if it doesn't exist? What they do, go to a printer and have it printed up? And if they did, why didn't a school board member say, we never gave that to anybody, prove it? You have to be a special kind of stupid, but they're not stupid. They're just hoping that they'll say it enough that you believe it. It's not true. It just isn't true. It's a racist dog whistle. That means if you believe it, you're a racist. Did we scare you enough? You'll believe it now, right? Because you don't want to be called racist. Don't make me call you a racist. That's the only thing they have. They have two sources of trying to get you to comply. Three, actually. Racist. If you don't comply, you're a racist. Trump. That's the second one. Trump bad. Trump did it. And the third one is you're all going to die and your loved ones are going to die. That's it. That's the three power grabs they have. None of them are true. Might have killed a whole lot less people if we'd have been told the truth by China to begin with and if we had allowed doctors to implement other options for medicine that they said worked way back in March of 2020. Of course, you couldn't give it to us instantly, but my God, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe 2-3 months study, you could have. But when Trump said it, he said you should inject bleach, never said it. He took hydrochloroquine, he's going to die. Oh, really? Well, it's been given to people for years. Oh, ivermectin, that's horse dewormer. Really? See, all you're running on is lies. And people are starting to realize these lies. They're waking up to them, and they're saying, if you lie to me this many times, how in the world am I ever going to trust you? And the answer is you don't, folks. You don't. And the American people aren't. We're in the middle of something, and it's going to go one way or the other. It's either going to go back, and it's going to go back fast and horribly, or it's going to go forward faster than you've ever thought possible, and you're going to see some angry people.